Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Food Rebel Eats podcast. I'm Jody, and I'm here to teach you the truth about food. Understanding how my body works, how food works, and how we actually have all the power to create the health and the bodies that we want has changed my life. So I'm here to make this so simple, so clear, and to help you have complete certainty that you can have the healthy body that you deserve.
Hi, you guys. I am recording this podcast at 10:20 at night because that is how long it took me to get my children to go to sleep. Okay, I was going to make a YouTube video about this, but whatever, this will go on YouTube anyways. Okay, so for the longest time, I've been feeling like I'm stuck in between two worlds. And the truth is, because you only know what you know at any given time, and as you move through life, you are continuing to expand, at least hopefully, right? Expand in knowledge, expand in experience, expand your mind and open your mind to possibilities of things. And that's the whole idea here with what I want to talk to you about, which is I've been having a hard time with teaching the way that I used to teach because of what I know and because of what I have experienced personally. And so I've been figuring out how I want to navigate to tell you that you actually can do whatever you want with your food, and at the same time to stay in integrity with what I know to be true about the body and the systems of health, how they work, and ultimately I guess what I came up with is that all I can do is share what I know through my own lens, through my own perspective. And as someone who has been understanding and learning about food and health, and then had to learn about fertility, had to learn about digestion, had to learn how to help people overcome all kinds of gut issues and food sensitivities and things like that, I became very attached to the process, meaning it was right in my eyes. It was right. Like, if you want to heal your digestion, if you want to go from even like extreme disease states where the doctors say, there's nothing you can do, you have to have surgery, or we don't know what the reason is, we can't help you, to be like, bam, 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 matter of a couple weeks, it's all gone. Like, I know how to do that. And that's awesome, right? Like, that confidence in food and confidence in health and confidence in being able to lead people who are suffering into a path like that, it's wonderful. And at the same time, I personally, like, never tried that hard, okay? And this seems weird to say, but if you've ever followed my, like, Instagram stories or been on my email list, I know I've written about this many times, because, and I know why, and I'll explain it, but how, like, I don't, like, follow rules, like, oh, don't eat after 8 p.m. or, you know, you can't eat after dinner or like really anything. And it's like, I keep realizing that a lot of the time I would break the rules that I gave you guys because I can. And this is really important, okay? And we need to not limit ourselves, and we need to know what we're being called to do in any given situation. So certainly when you're having, let's say, for example, a very extreme digestive issue, your move that you make would be different than if you didn't have that. And if you were trying to become pregnant and I was trying to guide you in that regard, the things that you would do would be different again. And so I think one thing is that, I don't know if this is because I learned this from like coaches before about like embody what you're doing, but I'm like, I can't embody everybody's diet. And so it was like screwing with my head because I'm like, all I can do is have food be my food and be the way that it works for me and for my body. And ultimately, even if I was trying to achieve the same result as someone else, it wouldn't be the same. And so we need to understand this and we need to talk about it. And so, okay, here's what I know for sure. We are here in human bodies, and I believe that we want to honor them, and we want to take care of them. And what that means is we have to decide what foods help us. And I mean, from the most general standpoint, I know that from a human health perspective, that eating lots of fruits and vegetables is really the key. But that's going to look really different for many different people. And is it true that there are people who are healthy who eat 10% maybe of the vegetables I eat? And the answer is yes, of course. And are there people who eat no fruit because they think it's sugar and they are healthy, at least in their mind? The answer is yes. And are there people who eat all these different ways and are healthy? And the answer is yes. And so I think the thing is, because I always wanted to be the best student and I want to find out the answer to everything, I have been like going in circles the past probably year, if I'm honest with myself, because I'm like, I just like, what is happening? Like, this used to be right for me. This used to be right for me. This thing used to be right for me. Now it's like, and then it wasn't. So what's true? Like, what's true? And the thing is, whatever is true is what you made true. And here's where my researching mind has saved the day, but not in the way that I thought. And so I can't tell you that I found the exact way to eat that will work for everyone, although I do think I'm pretty close, because I don't claim to have all the answers or to tell you exactly how to do it. And like, that's why I don't do those what I eat in a days. I think I have started to make those like 5 times. And then I'm like, the more important thing I could do is tell you why I'm eating what I'm eating in a day so that you could be like, oh, I agree. I disagree. Right. So maybe I'll do that. So this is what is true. And I just told you, like, whatever is true for you is because you made it true. And so what does that even mean? The thing is that everything is an assumption. And, like, everything. Like, everything is an assumption. And so that means that everything that you eat is going to have the effect that you assume it will have. The problem with health is oftentimes that we are told things that are not true because they don't allow us to have the outcomes we want. So that's not true because you are unlimited. And that we are taught that things like disease and chronic illness and things like mystery infertility, right? Like, that's what I had. It's even right there in the name. they're trying to make it hard to find out what's wrong. Not cool. So when a lot of the world is looking at health through a lens of, I have no idea, like, I don't know how my body works. Like, I hope I don't get a disease, you know, because if I did, what would I do? I don't know. I'd go to the doctor, see what he said, take a medicine. I don't know, right? That's the problem, you guys. Everything is an assumption. So if we don't know, if we don't assume that we are in charge of our health, in charge of our bodies, then what? The assumption is, I don't know. The assumption is, I don't feel well and I don't know. Where does that leave you? It leaves you in the victim state. And there, you are not powerful. You cannot heal. You can't get there if you say, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what to do. It's impossible for you to have the healing you want, the transformation you want, the outcome you want when you are in the victim state. You can't have it. You can't, because you're claiming that you don't have it. You're claiming that you don't know, that you are weak, that you are confused, that someone else knows, that someone else is going to tell you what's wrong with you and what you have to do. This is a problem. This is a huge problem. Okay, so I thought when I discovered medical medium that, like, oh, I have all the answers now. And what, like, I do believe that in terms of food. And even though that just alone can look many different ways for people, right? Because, like, I think tons of people know about it now. And they know about celery juice, and they know about eating fruit, and they know about wild blueberries, and eating bananas is good, and all of that stuff. And the root causes of these, like, autoimmune conditions, right? The body is not attacking itself. That's so old news. Like, we can't even, like, we cannot even be saying that anymore. It's just so, so not true. And so I'm like, okay, well, we have these answers, right? We have these answers. So why is everyone still doing different things, right? Why are people still eating eggs? Like, did you hear my last podcast? Why are people still eating eggs if we know that eggs are, like, a horrible problem in disease, like in the feeding the disease states? And why are people, like, doing all these different things? Oh my gosh, I have to tell you this. Okay, some people don't know about plants and they don't care about them like I do. And they don't care. Like, they just don't care. They think that eating meat is the answer. So there's this woman, I was going to say girl because I call everyone, like, I see them as young. But there's this woman I follow on TikTok and she is literally hilarious. And I love her because she posts about men leaving cups around and how just do your job, like, as the woman, whatever. Anyways, I guess she had a baby, like, probably around the same time I did. It sounds like people who had babies in 2020 kind of went in a similar pattern of, like, oh my God, I had a baby. Thank God I had it, like, before COVID got bad, or maybe it was in the middle of COVID. And then it was like, oh shit, everything is really hard. I just had a baby. My hormones are whack. Tired. I already have a kid. I'm, like, so overwhelmed. Nobody's going anywhere. La, 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 la. Okay. And so she was talking about how she became, like, just this alternate version of herself. And all of a sudden one day it snapped and she's like, I need to get back in shape. I want to be hot and wear all my clothes again. And I was like, I could really resonate with that after going through that similar experience. And, so anyways, she, like, also researched many things and has decided to do fasting and keto. And so, like, by the time I found her, she was already, like, well into her weight loss thing. And I just remember this TikTok and she is literally eating. Okay, you guys, like, you just have to know who I am and how I see food for this to, like, hit home. She's eating cheese and hot dogs for lunch teaching other people about why it's good, how it's making her skinny, feeling great, losing all this weight. She is feeling herself. She feels proud of herself, you know, confident. And I'm like, oh my God, it's true. It's not the food. Oh my God. She's eating cheese and hot dogs. Okay. Now I have a video on my YouTube channel about like keto and paleo and like the things that I believe are off in terms of like the longevity of the human body and digestion and stuff. And I still believe that. Like, you can't tell me anything else, right? Like, it's what I know, but I bet it's not what she knows, right? Nobody would do that if they didn't think it was true or good or beneficial. And so what really this made me realize was I'm standing there watching this beautiful woman eat cheese and hot dogs, which are like the antithesis of health in my opinion, and she's getting results that she wants. And so it's just like that there's way more going on than the food. And sometimes that makes me sad because I'm like, I want people to be healthy. I want people to be healthy. And I honestly believe that the closer you eat to the earth, the closer you eat to foods that actually have consciousness in them, because we are consciousness, that there will be a benefit there. No, I'm not saying you need to be vegan. Again, I'm not saying anything anymore. I can't. Like, it's not my job to have a say. It's my job to share what I know and to help open your minds and expand you so that you can be free and you can also be healthy and you can also have every single symptom disappear. You can have every single result and thing that you want for your health and your body, because you just can, okay? And so 16 minutes, 41 seconds in, here's what I wanted to call this podcast. Your body has no free will. And this seems very strange to say, but it's really good news. And it's true. So because everything is an assumption, that is the only law, not the only law, the main law that governs our reality on earth. And so what this means is your dominant thoughts on a subject are what will be your reality in that area of your life. And so when we're talking about health, like I said before, a huge problem is we don't know it. We don't know health. We don't know our bodies. We don't understand. We don't understand a connection to food. We don't understand a connection to root causes. Generally speaking, we don't understand how it happened and how to get out of it. This is a problem when everything is an assumption. We have to know what to do, because in order to have health, we must assume that we are health, that we are healthy. And because we are consciousness expressed through a physical body, we have to own it, right? Because your body is a projection into form. Your body is what you say that you are. Your body is your mind, okay? Your body is your mind. Your mind is the collection of what you're, of the thoughts and the belief systems that you are aware of. You are consciousness. There's no beginning and end to you. You are endless. You are infinite. And so you are a soul. You are a piece of consciousness that is expressing itself through your human form. And what that means in terms of getting what you want for your body is that you have to understand that your body has no free will. Your body, because your physical body is trillions of cells, your cells are consciousness. And your physical body is like the truest expression of what you say that you are. So if you say, I am confused about health, your body obeys you. If you say, I'm so naturally thin, your body obeys you. If you say, I want to eat this, but I can't because it's bad or wrong, your body has a rub and it's confused. It can't go one way or the other because you're uncertain. And so even if your dominant thought is uncertainty, then your body will be in limbo, okay? You won't have completely what you want because you can't, because you're not claiming that you are that you have that. And so when I say like your body has no free will, I want you to be very, very aware of the words that you say. The words that you say are coming from thoughts that you think. The thoughts that you think are coming from who you see yourself as and who you see yourself as in relationship to health and your body and things like fertility and things like clear skin and things like weight loss. And so when you want that, when you want something new, you literally have to see that your body is just doing whatever you tell it to. And the way that you're telling it to do anything is by your assumptions and is by what you keep chronically saying and thinking and acting in and dwelling in. So if you want to lose weight and you believe and you keep saying, I can't lose weight, I'm having a hard time losing weight, do you know what? You cannot ever lose weight. Never. You can never do it. Not from that standpoint of time. Not from that standpoint in your awareness. Because you are not the same. You can't be aware of being in the weight you want and being aware that you are not in the weight that you want. They are different. They are not the same. Okay? Not the same. But your body only listens to you. Your body only is listening to you. The only thing that influences your body other than you is when you allow your own thoughts to be influenced by others or other paradigms or other cultural things or other trends or fads. So like if you read a book and you're like, oh, this is the truth. It says, you know, high fat diet, that's how you lose weight. And you say, yes, that's you giving your power of awareness to something. Now that you have agreed with it, that is your rule and that is your law. So in order for you to lose weight, you have to do that. So if you want to lose weight, you have to ask yourself, how do I lose weight? If your answer is, I don't know, I can't, then that's your problem. You have to fix that like right now. Don't eat anything differently. Don't go working out. Don't go running. Fix your mind. You can't get there with that mind. If you say, I have to give up sugar, but I really love sugar, then that's your rule. And you literally have to give up sugar or you have to change your mind about the fact that you think you have to give up sugar. Okay? If you think I need to eat high carb, low fat, or you see all these people doing it, then you have to do what you believe you have to do. Now, if you don't believe you have to do anything, then you don't. That's why there's people who are just skinny and they do nothing and they eat fast food and it makes you want to like poke your eyeballs out when you try so hard. But that's because they believe they can. What is it, the line in Think and Grow Rich? Whether you believe that you can't or you believe that you can. Something like that. Like, it's something about whatever you believe you can do, like because you think you can. That's the only reason, because you think you can. So if you think you can eat chips for dinner every night and look like a model, then you can. If you think that you have to eat chicken and vegetables every night for dinner to lose weight, then You have to do that. That's it. So here's where it gets fun. Because I've worked with so many people with like the chronic health conditions, as it seems weird to say that, but just like problems that tons of people have that we shouldn't have. This thing about autoimmune conditions and the body's attacking itself, that is literally like the worst assumption you can have, right? Because what can you do about it? Nothing. It makes you think that you are so out of control of your body that your own body would hurt you, would hurt itself. Do you see how twisted this is mentally? And do you think the government knows that this is how reality works? And do you think they know what they're doing when they send you these messages about how you're broken and you can't do anything about it? I do. So we need to wake up and take our power back, because you get to decide how your body works. And so because I work with women who want like better digestion, weight loss, they want to be beautiful, clear skin, healthy hair, all of this stuff. I created this affirmation track for people to sleep with to like put the beliefs into your subconscious when you're sleeping, because that's when it's open. And there's things in there, statements like, I say this all the time. My body loves me. My body takes care of me. My body does everything for me. My body knows exactly what to do. My body's always taking care of me. My body loves the foods that I give it and runs with them. My body easily and effortlessly eliminates anything that doesn't serve it. Like, just everything positive that would put me in the driver's seat and assume that my body is my teammate, my best friend, it's taking care of me. Now, I do believe, this is my assumption, that it's my job to give my body, who is on my team and this vessel I'm living in here, the things that it needs to run. And just from like all of my life experience and research, I believe that it runs off of glucose. So it needs fruits and vegetables, like a ton of them. So I give it to them. I don't have a problem with that. It feels like a very small ask in return for longevity and health and wellness and, you know, like having no problems. You know what I mean? And so I would like you to challenge anything that's telling you that your body is against you. Because if you buy into that with your beliefs, then it will be so, even though it never had to be that way. So if you want clear skin, you can assume that your body always has clear skin. I always have clear skin. I actually have an affirmation track I'm working on right now to see like how fast I can get my hair to grow and like actually change the like style and texture of my hair, because I've highlighted it for my entire adult life and I think it could be healthier and things like that. And so anyways, I put this belief in my own personal tape that says it's impossible for me to break out. It's impossible for me to carry excess weight. It's impossible for me to eat the wrong thing. Like everything I eat works perfectly for me. Like, and you want to have confidence like in yourself. You want to know that it's all fine. Like it's not going to break you. Nothing can break you. You're in charge, right? But now that we know that your consciousness creates, your body is an expression of you. And so lovingly choose the rules for it, for you, that will make your life easier, that will ensure that you're always well, that you're always healthy, that you're always vibrant, that you're always having amazing digestion, that you're always looking as the expression of you that you desire to look, because you can. Like literally nothing means anything. It doesn't mean anything if you want to be tall, short, built, thin, fast, slow, gym rat, runner, swimmer, bicycler, yogi, like a person who looks really good, who does no exercise, like somebody who eats fast food. I mean, that's where you have to come back to, like, who am I and what am I here to know and to say? And so I can never be a person that's like, I can just eat a bunch of junk food and be healthy. Like, cause that's not an integrity with me, right? I don't believe that at all. And I don't want that. Like, I don't even want that. I don't want to eat chocolate. I don't even really like chocolate. I don't want to eat those things. I want to give my body the most pure alive foods. Like, I want that. And so I want you to think about what you want. What do you want for your health? What do you want for your body? What do you want your food to look like? This is an exercise I'm having my clients do in my program. Writing out your, like, most perfect ideal day with food. And then we make it work. You know, like, sometimes we need to swap ingredients. Sometimes we need to swap products. Sometimes we need to edit the way that it happens so that it's aligning with you and your human design and the way that feels good. But ultimately, you're making it all up. Like, so the fact that I love to eat most of my food at night, it's bizarro to most people in the wellness world. They'd be like, you're doing that wrong. That's going to wreck your digestion. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, it's not. It never wrecks my digestion. Nothing does. I have perfect digestion. And I don't really eat in the day very much except fruit. And nothing's wrong with me. I don't have a hormone problem. I don't have an appetite problem. I don't have anything. I don't have a problem. It's the way I'm made. It's the way I'm made. That's why I love human design. And I love my made-to-eat sessions because I'm like, there's no rules. There's no rules, and nobody's rules are going to work for you unless you decide that they do or that they have to. And then you bend yourself into their rule book and their box, which sucks. And so you might as well just identify what you ultimately believe about health and the body and food, which is why I only would buy into food programs and food protocols that say, yes, you can have exactly what you want. I want to know that food works. I want to know that food is enough for me to heal any disease. That's what I know. I don't need medicine. I don't need anything. I take care of my body. My body takes care of me. Like, that is what I know to be true. That is why I have DASH, because I believed that I could do it that way. And so I did. And many other people do too. But we very much overcomplicate health, you guys. Did you know that your body is a chemical factory and it can make anything that a pharmaceutical company could make, but also it makes it without side effects, of course, because there's no dyes, fillers, hormones that are not real. Your body does it for you when you decide that it does and you create it through your mind and your energy field. So your body has no free will. You gave your body the rules, and now it's just following them. And so maybe I'll do another episode on this next, because I really want to talk about this idea where you think that your body has turned on you. Just to summarize briefly before I end this, because I'll just do another episode on it. But your body hasn't turned on you. You turned on it. You turned on yourself. You're hating it more than loving it. And that's why. That's why it feels like that. It's not doing anything to you. It's reflecting you. It's only reflecting you. So that was fun. I hope this stirs the pot a little bit. But that's why I've been very much debating what I want to do with my business, what I want to do with my programs, what I want to do with my packages, what I want to do. Because I fully believe in food, and I probably will still keep eating the same way that I have learned to eat to heal everything in my body. But there's more to the story now. So let me know what you think. I'll talk to you soon.